This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and I have one word for you. It is NERF. You can get a hold of us, by the way, 24/7 at kjradio.com. Call us at 844-551-8255. NERF, I say. And you're saying, Kevin, what are you talking about? I did. I said NERF. You know what NERF is. You guys are looking at me like I'm crazy. You know what NERF is, right? NERF, the guns. NERF. Have you seen the evolution of the NERF guns? Remember when the Nerf gun was a single shooter? You load that thing in the chamber and pew, you load it in and pow, and the air thing sent it out and it was a little thing and it was harmless because it could hit you almost in the eyeball and still be okay. Well, Nerf now has, I mean, have you seen these guns? These things have, you know, like, what do they call it, the clip? It's got a, my son has Nerf guns that look like Rambo made them. Designed by Rambo. Designed by Al Qaeda. These guns are amazing. I was wondering, is Nerf screwing Harvey Weinstein? How can they still make these kind of weapons? I get their, you know, the toys. The best one my son has a turret on it. It looks like that, they call it the cutter. Jesse Ventura used it in Predator. You know, it just mows down the jungle. You know which one I'm talking about, right? That gun, he's got a Nerf gun that looks just like that. You load 20 bullets in it, and it has a spinning turret, and he just, and you can just do it individually, pop, 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 or you can put it in auto mode and just, da, 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 and this thing will spray Nerf at you. It's amazing to watch. I love that gun. I love it. If you're going to be in a Nerf war, that's the one you want. And then he's got a little six shooter. It looks like a revolver. And you load the Nerf, you know, things. It's, I think it's those six. Put it in there, and but you have to pump it. Pow, pa-ch-ch, pow, ch-ch, pow. Nerf. How does Nerf get to still survive in a leftist world? And they run advertisements day and night, night and day. They come out with new, more dangerous Nerfs every single season. And, you know, the thing that bugs me about them is sometimes the things don't always fit. The little, you know, they make different inserts. So you gotta buck up on the inserts. But I'll tell you, I have a blast with them. But I have to ask the question. Who is Nerf sleeping with to get to make these guns? Everybody else is under fire. You can't even make the gun symbol in school. Or you get arrested. Third graders getting arrested. Hey, mama, you come bail me out. I'm down in the big house. Made a gun symbol with my finger. Did you do that at your teacher, son? No, mom, I was just like, you know, just telling one of my friends, like, hey, we're going to go shooting after the school. Well, I don't know. You get what I'm... Look, one kid, what'd he do? He made a bread. He formed his bread into an L shape. And they said it's a gun. And the kids are like, it's a gun. Looks like an L to me. Or an R. Could it not be a letter? Leftists now see guns in everything. As they try to blame Vegas on conservatives. We know what Vegas is about. I'm just saying. The only reason I bring this up is Christmas season's coming up. You may be thinking about getting your kids some kind of a gift. And I'm thinking, how many of you, do you want a Nerf? Do you guys have Nerf guns? I know you don't have kids, but do you guys have Nerf guns? Have you played with Nerf guns? Yes, they've evolved. Am I right? They're a lot more fun. My son's one of them. I use double D batteries in this Nerf gun. That's how powerful this thing is. And you can tell when it's kind of winding down. Whoa, 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 whoa. That thing, when you put the fresh batteries in, ta 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 ta, it just goes to town. I love that thing. You know what? I am at it. If Nerf is sleeping with Hollywood and giving a little up there to the D.C. bureaucrats, good for y'all. Because I get to play with my son's really cool Nerf weapons. He's got a whole assortment. We gave some to charity because you got to give your guns away. I mean, come on. We gave some to charity because I was telling him, I said, do you play with these guns? Because he got two one time for his birthday from his brothers. I said, are you still playing with those? He goes, nah, Dad, I got these really cool ones over here, you know, with the 25-round clips and stuff. Stuff that would be outlawed if Nerf wasn't sleeping with some bureaucrats. But apparently, they can get away with this. Nerf might have like a, for all I know, they got a turret that holds 150 Nerf bullets, and the left says nothing. They leave them alone. Same thing with the water cannons, water guns. You know, a brother holds the patent for the super soaker. I didn't know. I mean, I learned this about a year ago, year and a half ago. Yeah, black dude sold the rights. $5 million, instant millionaire. Saw a need. Anyway, look, Christmas season's coming up. I want to buy my kid this, but we gave these Nerf guns to the homeless, to these kids. Not to the homeless, but to kids that are in, you know, not foster care, but living with their mothers in shelters and things like this. We give them these. And they, you know, they enjoy it. They really love them. Extra bullets and stuff. Why shouldn't they get? I mean, sometimes for these kids, that's as close as they get to a weapon until, you know, they get to the age of 12 and they go get their own illegal one. Yeah, that's as close as they get. Yeah, somebody's got to start these kids out on the straight and narrow. I'm not even being funny about that. At least they get a chance to see, you know, the physics of Nerf bullets and things like that. Work it out for yourselves till you get into school, till you drop out in the eighth grade. Yeah, I'm being hard on them. Being hard on leftists. I would love to get kids like that. Take them out to my friend Jay Novacek's ranch in Texas and let them go work that ranch. See how meat is processed. You know, how you farm animals. Animal husbandry is what they call it. Farming and ranching. And then let them shoot. Shoot a can. See what a firearm is like. Then let them go hunting and see what a bullet can do to a body, but that you process the meat, that hunting is only meant to feed your, you know, your family and things like this. That's what these kids need. Yeah. And then they can go do Nerf battles afterwards. And see that there is a time when you can use a real weapon and there's a time when you can have fun with a Nerf firearm. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I don't know why Nerf was on my mind. I saw a commercial. My kid was watching the show and I said, you know what? I don't even know how these guys still exist. It made me wonder, how could they possibly exist in the climate that we're in? You would think they would ban Nerf. Maybe it's because of Nerf making Frisbees and other products. I don't know. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. What do we want to talk about? It's a little bit more on Weinstein. Clinton State Department. The hot story there. Seriously. Comey. He's going to be back in the news soon. Folks, we are winning so much in the battle against leftism and progressivism. It's scary. It really is. It makes you wonder, come on, God, don't be setting us up now. But we know he's got the right plan.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kevin Jackson here. I was thinking about Megyn Kelly, a friend of mine, and I wish Megyn success, but I'm thinking, you know what? She may have to book Harvey Weinstein post-rehab in order to make a comeback. Because outside a lot of has-beens, it appears Hollyweird wants no part of Megyn. This is a story that was in Variety. They say publicists have essentially blacklisted Megyn Kelly's show. And here's what Hud says, "I'm not booking anyone on her show," says a high-powered publicist with a roster of big names who asked for anonymity due to her overall relationship with Today. "I literally haven't pitched anyone, even from right out of the gate. The buzz that is out there is so bad." Another well-known publicist who represents one of the celebrities who appeared on Kelly's show wasn't pleased with the interview. "I won't plan to have others go on," the publicist said. "None specifically have been offered or asked to, but it'll be my preference not to. Part of the problem is self-inflicted. as Kelly's interviews have been somewhat embarrassing. For example, her reference to Jane Fonda's plastic surgery. I don't know if you guys saw that interview. I was feeling sorry for her myself. I mean, I don't dislike Megan, but I think that she made some bad moves. But Fonda pretends to be outspoken about the work, and I'm using my finger quotes, that she's had done on her face and probably elsewhere. But even a novice journalist knows not to ask questions about such things. Megan read something where Jane Fonda said, I don't make any apologies for the work I've had done. Plastic surgery. I make no apologies for it. And so Megan looked at it as, this will be an empowering moment. I will say something that'll be profound. It'll be a tribute to Jane Fonda's feminism and her war for women and blah, blah, blah. And she says something like, you know, you've been very outspoken about the work you've had done. And I just think that, you know, it's a tribute to you. And you look phenomenal. And, you know, and Jane Fonda's like, I didn't think I would be talking about it. So here's what it is. Fonda's a hypocrite. She's not fond of the work she's had to have done. She wants people to believe it's natural. That's why you have work done. You want people to go, everybody that knows you have work done. But everybody that's new to you doesn't. Fonda's going, I'm going to be in front of a new audience. What are you doing talking about my plastic surgery? I want these people to look at me and go, who's that lady that looks 50 years old? That's Jane Fonda. She's 89 and a half or whatever. And here's Megan asking this question, and Fonda shoots back, oh, yeah, the movie. Yeah, the movie's a lot of fun. And she completely makes Megan look like an idiot. Putin did the same thing. The very first interview. It got good ratings for her, but it diminished her as a journalist. So anyway, I'm just saying, I don't know what's going to happen with her. Plastic surgery, I know this is like pregnancy. Don't ask, don't tell. But the ratings for her show are horrible. Page Six said that she's dragging down the entire Today Show franchise. In her time slot, Kelly's show lost 32% compared to last year. But what's worse is Kelly's show was to be the on-ramp for the show that follows. That's the way they do it. They position one thinking, okay, she'll come in strong and we'll get a carryover audience that'll give us that, you know, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or whatever audience, I don't know which. But Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda, I don't know how to say her last name, but it's like Hoda Kotb or something, they dropped 26%. And they're blaming it. Look, it could very well just be that Kathy and Hoda are not very good. Kathy, I've watched Kathy Lee a long time. When she, you know, and with touting her relationship with Frank Gifford and blah, blah, blah. And I watched her, and she's a bubbly personality. But she's, you know, Kathy's getting a little long in the tooth. There are a lot of people that could do her job that you're going to want to watch. I don't know who it is, but they're out there. Anyway, they said this. It was a quote. Too many people are turning out NBC. Hoda and Kathy Lee had been a bright spot in the mornings. People are alarmed, the source said of the slide. Another source told us, today, talent is concerned. The format for Megan's show doesn't make sense. Her show distracts from today's franchise, the second source said. So they're watching Megan. They're going, it's not a fit. And I think most of us probably believe the same thing. I've made it. You know, she struggles to make this transition from politics to pop culture. And Megyn Kelly doesn't understand Hollywood, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, as the Harvey Weinstein saga suggests. But her new role differs greatly from the role she had at Fox News. Now, is Kelly tough enough to buck the system and pull an Ellen of sorts? You know, because Ellen was openly gay, blah, blah, blah. But only time's going to tell. But likely she won't have a lot of time to figure things out. Greta Van Susteren was gone, I think, what, 6 months? Greta lasted? I think Kelly's clock, they've given her a lot of money. You know, I think it's $17 million. And me and a friend were talking about it, and he said to me, what happens to her if she loses this? I go, where'd she go? I go, I don't really don't know. The only thing I could think, she might take over one of these, drama shows where she becomes the face of the, like Tamron Hall, who left NBC because she couldn't stand Megyn Kelly, and now she's doing some, show where it's murder and they explore the subject matter. Why was this person killed and this, that, and the other? So maybe Megan goes there. Now, $17 million. I'm sure the first year is guaranteed. I don't know what they'd have to buy her out at, but it's nothing to sneeze at. But her lifestyle might change a bit if she can't get something else. But I'm trying to figure out what's going to happen. What did NBC expect? Did they think that Megyn Kelly was going to bring a Fox audience with her? And then she's making a transition from politics to pop culture, and all the pop culture people were revolting against her because she's an ex-Fox person. I'm not booking anybody on the show. Look at who she had. She had a Fox News lady who was harassed by Harvey Weinstein. Good get, because I don't know if anybody else is going to talk to her. Then she had Jane Fonda and Robert Redford. Two old saddlebags. Come on. There are so many more interesting people that she could get. Chadwick Boseman's about to drop a new movie, Black Panther. I talked about it. He's dropping that movie. Get Chadwick out there. That gets you a black audience. There's so many things. I'm not going to try to figure it out for her. It's not for me. But I'll tell you this. It shows the brand of Fox was more important than Megyn Kelly. And it shows, quite frankly, that I'm not trying to say she's not good at what she does, because I think she is. But if you believe the hype that it's all about you, you get what you deserve in Hollywood. I don't know why Megan made that transition, but let me tell you, there's a lot of conservatives going, yeah, see, we told you. Maybe you're one of them. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This breaking news out of Washington, some serious allegations this morning facing the State Department.
That's right. According to internal State Department memos, the agency might have called off or intervened in investigation into possibly illegal and inappropriate behavior within its ranks, allegedly to protect jobs and avoid scandals. This concerns the time that Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. We want to get right to NBC's Chief White House Correspondent Chuck Todd with the latest. Chuck, good morning to you.
Good morning, Savannah. You know, there's an old saying in Washington that the cover-up is worse than the crime. But in this case, both parts of it are disturbing. Allegations of prostitution and pedophilia, and allegations that those crimes were somehow covered up or not looked into. So the State Department this morning is having to respond to those claims and those investigations of misconduct by State Department officials, including by an ambassador and security agents attached to then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And the allegations are that these investigations were whitewashed, quashed altogether, and that those orders came from high up.
NBC News has obtained documents related to ongoing investigations into some disturbing allegations involving State Department personnel and at least one ambassador. A State Department memo says the ambassador, quote, routinely ditched his protective security detail in order to solicit sexual favors from both prostitutes and minor children. The memo also says a top State Department official directed department investigators to, quote, cease the investigation into the ambassador's conduct. It's just one of what another document describes as, quote, several examples of undue influence from top state officials.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That report was from 2013. You guys probably don't even remember it, right? That was 2013. You have politicians covering up inappropriate behavior is what they call it. Illegal and inappropriate behavior related to prostitution and pedophilia. Covered up, not looked into, an ambassador and security agents. People that were under then Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, and orders were to cover it up. Now, this guy, the ambassador, they say, ditched his protective details so that he could go be with prostitutes and underage children. Somebody from high up in the Obama administration said, squash the story, and the media did it. And you want to know why Hollywood has covered up for Weinstein? You're getting a look at exactly what happens when Hollywood and the left, powerful people, decide the rules don't apply to them. These are the people that will tell you they want to help children as they essentially prostitute them, that they want to help women as they objectify them and use them, And they want to let black folks know, we want to help you. They want to let Mexicans know, we want to help you. If the left says they want to help you, trust me, they're going to give you a street corner and they're going to show up asking for their money periodically. And you're going to go, this wasn't the way I thought you were going to be helping each other. Fast forward, Harvey Weinstein. They claim that because of what's happened, he may break the silence in Hollywood. Now, I've talked earlier in the broadcast and said, okay, I'm waiting on it. The only silence that's been broken in Hollywood thus far is everybody willing to pile on Harvey. Okay, get it. He's at the bottom of the pile. I see all of you stacked up like a big old leftist Christmas tree. I get it. But what are you really doing to change Hollywood? Because I've yet to hear of a single other allegation from Hollywood on anybody else. Here's what Variety writes. Harvey Weinstein's implosion has been cathartic for Lauren Sivan, one of the dozens of women who have come forward in recent days alleging that once celebrated mogul was a serial sexual harasser and abuser. It's a moment of justice and public condemnation that seemed all but impossible to imagine mere weeks ago when Weinstein enjoyed a position as one of the most powerful figures in media. A skilled operator whose connections stretched from Capitol Hill to Wall Street and whose sense of entitlement knew no bounds. Now, folks, this is Variety Magazine, a leftist rag writing about Harvey Weinstein, having to face the music. Do you get what I'm telling you? Sivan said, "You reap what you sow." I know that he believed for years that he was untouchable, and a lot of people helped him be untouchable. Hollywood's veil of secrecy has been pierced. And such complicity and enabling may no longer be tolerated in a company town that has long protected its own. Now, I talked earlier, I ended up going into a different subject, so I wanted to come back to this. And I had said earlier that they want to make you believe that Hollywood is now ripe for change. And I jokingly put a meme up that said, yeah, Hollywood, nobody's coming out to say a word about anybody else. Harvey Weinstein is apparently the only one. They want you to believe that all the criminals, the sexual harassers in Hollywood, have now been rolled into Harvey, and we're dumping him. So guess what, everybody? The rest of them will clean up their acts. We don't need to embarrass anybody else. And I said, yep, change we can believe in, because I wanted to use Obama's terminology to say nothing is going to change in Hollywood. It's only going to get worse. They'll cover up for a little bit. Hey, everybody, cease and desist on the casting couch. All right? You know, let's just chill for a little bit. But let me tell you, you don't come to power like that and be able to wield it. These are people that don't stay in power a long time. They really don't. Studio heads change quite often. Who's who's the best actor who gets the best roles is subject to change at any time. The majority of Hollywood people are just rotating. There's only a few heavyweights, the De Niros, you know, like Kevin Spacey, people like that. There's only a few of them. When you really think about all the waiters and waitresses, even the people that get bit parts and things that you recognize their faces, they're just in Hollywood struggling, man. They are at the mercy of a system that says you got to be beautiful, you got to be with the in crowd, you got to have money, you got to have clout, you name it. And what these people are willing to do for it would blow your little freaking minds. Anyway, they said, we are shining a bright light on aggressors and powerful offenders as an example to every other employee out there. That's what TV commentator Wendy Walsh, who is one of O'Reilly's accusers. Let me tell you something. Bill O'Reilly, in comparison to Harvey Weinstein, is a saint. And I by no means believe that Bill O'Reilly's a saint. But compared to Weinstein, are you kidding? And that's not to exonerate Bill O'Reilly. He shouldn't have done what he did. I don't know what he's done, to be honest with you. His allegations are still just accusations for the most part. Weinstein's are pretty much acceptable. People have accepted these women as telling the truth about Harvey. Shining a bright light. They shined a, and I look at this. We're shining a bright light on aggressors and public offenders. Plural. They're shining no bright lights on anybody except Harvey Weinstein. Folks, a sale is being made right now. A sale. They are selling you and me, trying to, on the idea that they're cleaning up their act. Harvey's it. Ask yourself, there have been many opportunities. I've read all the stories. I'll use Reese Witherspoon I used earlier, not for Hollywood purposes, but for this, for the sake of this discussion. Yeah, she's a pretty girl, but I did not use her. But Reese Witherspoon talked about an encounter at 16 with somebody, and she didn't name a name. Terry Crews didn't name a name. Other people have mentioned other people outside of Harvey Weinstein, and you cannot, I dare you, go find an article where somebody said it was this producer when I was this age and it happened on this location. It, even anything close to that. You can't find it. So my question to everybody is, why? Why are they, if you're going to pull the veil back and you're looking for a time to do it, look, if I was an actor and somebody had done that crap to me and I felt powerless to do something and I learned that Weinstein had done it to other people, I would be narking on every... I would be like, man, I walked into the old boy's office. He was sitting there butt naked with his booty up on a chair. Are you kidding? I was like, what do you want? What the world? Did I break in this? What am I doing here?
No, Kevin, I just want you to come get in behind me. Well, that ain't going to happen.
I'd be calling fools out. That's what I would be doing. Why? Because this is the time when you are believable. Guess what? I'm saying if it really happened, how many other people are going to go, hey, got to admit, same thing happened to me, Kev. Bruh, shoot. Mm-mm. I, Denzel warned me. Don't take that role. Don't take that role, Kev. I'm just saying, why are they not? This is the scandal. Why are they not saying anything? At the most, the time when Hollywood is the most vulnerable. I'll answer that.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute. Like to think of myself as a thought leader of sorts. And my hope is that we are all thought leaders. That if I am a thought leader, I'm creating that same type of thought leadership in you, because I want to expose these leftists for who they are. I want to expose the lies. They want us to believe that they're going to revamp Hollywood. They're not revamping Hollywood any more than they revamp Planned Parenthood. We had Planned Parenthood on the ropes, and we let them off. Now we got to start over. It wasn't offensive enough that they killed babies, and we added to that they kill the babies and sell their baby parts, sell the parts to go get themselves Ferraris and Lamborghinis, and they laugh about it in undercover videos, and we couldn't get rid of them. Shame on us. So we've got Hollywood saying, we're going to eradicate all this sexism, all this misogyny, all this war on women, all the things that they accuse men on the conservative side of the aisle of doing. Remember when Michelle Obama said, I look across the aisle and I see rich, white, Republican men. That's all they got. I look over here, we got all kinds of colors. We got reds and blacks and oranges and yellows and blues and her hues and purples and men and women and then and then. And you got sexual predators that live right, in wide open, condoned by people like Michelle Obama, who's over pointing the finger across the aisle at men who fight for righteousness. Those Republican men, you know what they did as she pointed her finger at them? They freed black people years ago from the very folks that Michelle Obama exonerates on her side of the aisle. Those men. Oh, well, Kevin, they're now progressives. They no longer feel that way. They don't want black people enslaved, really. The very people who now say that slavery is when very wealthy black men or it's poor black men are hired by white men at a 70% rate, and those white men make those black men into multimillionaires, and that is now the new definition of slavery. That's the ones you want us to listen to? That's who's the voice of reason in this discussion? But Hollywood, they'll straighten out. Yeah, because you know what? Racism has been straightened out by Barack Obama and his ilk, right? Black folks feel like they've got a shot in America, don't they? Black folks aren't committing crime. Black folks are graduating high school and college at astronomical rates in comparison than before Barack Obama, are they not? Crime has been so far down in black communities, it's hardly noticeable. The police don't even need to go there. If a cop's in a black neighborhood, he's over there for no good. He's over there to make trouble. Women are doing great in the time of Barack Obama, are they not? Pregnancies are down, teenage pregnancies, high school dropout rates, business starts, all of it improved under Barack Obama, did it not? Not. Black folks lost ground, and the left will still tell you we're helping them. We're helping black people. Just like they're helping women. Hillary Clinton said, I've been working for decades to help women. I help women, 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 women. I help women internationally. I help women, blah, blah, blah. We played a clip of Hillary talking about all the help she and Barack Obama gave to women. All over. Not just American women, around the world.
Our society still does not sufficiently value women. We still don't condemn sexual assault as loudly as we should.
Women's rights are human rights, and human rights are women's rights, and I believe that with all my heart.
We make excuses. We look the other way.
I went to 112 countries for all of you. I raised it in every country.
The message that sends can have a chilling effect on our young women.
I looked across the table at dictators and authoritarians and chauvinists and sexists and misogynists. Yeah.
I want to start by thanking Harvey Weinstein. He is a wonderful human being, a good friend, and just a powerhouse.
Got to give the GOP credit for that one. Good job, GOP. About time he did something. They're bringing it to the attention of it. This whole thing to the attention. Look, they said, we're shining a bright light on aggressors and powerful offenders as an example to every other employee out there. I'm reading from an article in Variety. As the chorus of accusers grows daily, as Weinstein finds himself isolated and abandoned by the A-list stars and directors he once claimed as friends, the conversation in Hollywood is pointing to a major shift. The hope in the industry is that the abhorrent behavior by Weinstein and the other perpetrators will trigger some genuine soul-searching across the entertainment business and beyond. Right. Yeah, these guys are going to stop on a dime. And they're going to reverse course. They're going to say, you know what? My power, it means nothing. I'm just going to leave it alone. And for the record, I was making a point earlier that these guys don't last long. They, you know, you screw up a couple of films and you're done. You're toast. So they take advantage of what they can do as long as they can. Weinstein's lasted because he started his own company, Miramax. Then he sold it. And then he started another company, the Weinstein Company. And then he became top dog. He got a couple of good scripts. And he's survived. A lot of these guys, they know I got 2 to 5 years. So they see their rise to the top is I better get all I can as long as I can. Yeah, forget, I'm just telling you, that's what it is. They said, instead of simply inspiring big names in the industry to release anodyne comments that are light on substance and heavy on synonyms for deplorable, there's an urge to have a deeper conversation about how to improve the climate and culture in Hollywood so whistleblowers are supported and predators aren't rewarded with corner offices, private jets, and license to operate with impunity. Well, good luck with that. There's a system in place. Do you know there's a guy, I mean, not in Weinstein's company because his brother got him out, but there is a guy at every one of these companies who has witnessed what his boss is doing, or girl, and they are ready to step in. The minute that person leaves, they're ready to step in. This is guys and girls. Fat shaming, color shaming, hair shaming, eye color shaming, skin color shaming, dialect shaming, everything. All of them. Trying to act like, you know, this is something new. This article goes on. Pretty much all anyone can talk about is how can we prevent this situation from happening again? Yeah, I'm sure that's the buzz in Hollywood. That ain't the buzz in Hollywood. The buzz in Hollywood is who I'm hopeful that I can settle with enough people that nobody blows the whistle on me. How many phone calls do you think publicists and these, they have these people, these sin eaters, these guys that go around and find the people that you've wronged and they say, look, we understand you had some issues. You signed this non-disclosure, says you're not going to say anything. Bada bing, here's a check for $100,000. You're a waiter or waitress, you know, that got rejected and had to give it up on the casting couch and you need the money. Done. Six-figure payouts, you better believe, are happening all over that city. The people, you watch the number of cars and apartments that get upgraded and things like that over the next year or so in Hollywood. They say all this. We all know the past can't be changed. All we can do is change the future. Whatever. Hollywood, you're not fooling us. This particular writer goes on to say this. But is an industry that gave convicted rapists Roman Polanski and Oscar lionized and named buildings for sexual predators like MGM founder Louis B. Mayer and looked the other way as Weinstein's behavior with women became an open secret, ready to change? And you could go on. Alfred Hitchcock, go look at all these old school producers and directors and what have you and watch. Go look at their records and then see Google sexual, you know, assault, sexual harassment, whatever. Google something. You'll find, yeah, settled with so-and-so, settled, didn't do, blah, blah, blah. They said, will the latest abuse scandal, the worst in modern-day movie business history, force studios to embrace a zero-tolerance environment where it will no longer be possible for powerful men to prey on actresses and underlings and not be held accountable for their bad behavior? We're asking this question in a time when if you are Rex Tillerson at ExxonMobil and you were accused of this, there's not a hole deep enough to bury you in. There's nowhere you could hide on God's green earth. And they're asking this question, Hollywood, do we need to change our culture so that we can no longer do those kinds of things that nobody else can do? I don't know. What do you think? Will that disrupt Hollywood? What will it do to the system if we allow this kind of change? It's too disruptive. And you're going to be people, it's too much. No, don't do it. Studio executives and filmmakers believe the litany of accusers who are coming out of the shadows could represent an inflection point in Hollywood. Come out of the shadows, folks. Start telling us who did it. They don't want to do that for a reason. They don't want to upend their business. They like it this way, folks.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.